Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Bob McTeer, Dr. Robert McTeer, is our guest. He's a former president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas, and many of you have seen his handsome face on CNBC many times over the years. Former member of the Federal Open Market Committee, the group that's meeting today and yesterday to decide what to do about Fed policy. Bob, I want to cross the pond with you. I want you to go across the pond with us and look to the Eurozone. And a lot of small business owners probably don't even know what the term Brexit is. It's an amalgamation of British exiting the Eurozone. They're voting next week, next Thursday. The folks in Great Britain are voting about whether to stay in the Eurozone, aren't they?
Yeah, just to back up a little bit, all scandals became something gate after Watergate.
Right.
And we had Greece that might have to leave the EU, and so it became Grexit.
Yeah.
And it went from Grexit to Brexit here.
Good point.
First thing that your audience needs to just keep in mind is that the UK is not a member of the Eurozone or European Central Bank. They have their own currency.
They did not lose the pound, right.
Yes, but they are a member of the Free Trade Customs Union there. I am not a natural populist, Jim, as you may have detected. I tend toward the establishment view of things, and the establishment view of things is it would be a real tragedy if they got out. Now, on terms of issues, I'm a free trader, and that would be a step back
right.
from free trade for them if they did it.
I agree.
So I've just been assuming that they would be sensible and vote to stay in, but the polls are beginning to look like the opposite.
The polls are turning the other way, aren't they?
Yeah, they are, and so it could happen. I don't think the world would come to an end, but suddenly you've got a country that's going to have to renegotiate a lot of treaties and
right.
trade
well,
arrangements.
Let's talk about those implications, because I'm fascinated by cause and effect and the implications that happen when people do things. You mentioned the Grexit, the Greek issue. We all know about that. Greek's bankrupt. They had their difficulties a year or two ago. They probably still do. But the Eurozone came up with the Euro, the central bank and the Germans primarily, came up with enough money to float the Greeks' boat to get them to stay in the Union, in the EU. Now, I don't think anybody believes that the other European countries care about Greece that much. They just wanted to make sure I think the leadership wanted to make sure that there was that Greece's little piddling problems didn't become a major a precedent and pattern for Italy to get out, or Spain to get out, right?
Right. Or even France.
Yeah.
The polls show that if France had a referendum, they'd probably vote to get out, too.
Right.
You know, you got to be careful before you call for a referendum. It may not go the way you want it to
exactly.
go.
So that was why they didn't want Greece to get out, was because
yes.
they didn't want the precedent. But England would be more than just a precedent, as you say. I mean, they're... England is probably, maybe parallel with Germany, those two the strongest economies in the EU area.
Yeah, I think Germany 1 and Britain 2. I haven't said anything about the advantages. Of course, what they're trying to get rid of is a bureaucracy in
right.
Brussels that
right.
threatens their sovereignty. I mean, they want to be free. They have this glorious history, and they don't want to come to Brussels for important national decisions.
Right.
And if they stop doing that, you know, I understand that Scotland would like to stay in the EU. So if they get out of the EU, then Scotland's going to start talking about withdrawing from the UK.
Well, see, in Ireland is is part of that. Ireland is part of the EU.
Yeah, right.
This
and
is just
Scotland is too, by virtue of being part of the UK, but Ireland is a separate.
Right, it's a separate community. So let's talk about the implications if they get out. This is going to weaken significant. Tell me why it would not significantly weaken the EU as a compact, and potentially wind up being the first not to be undone in the unwinding of the whole thing.
Yeah. Well, anybody who's ever lined up a line of dominoes know how that works.
Yeah.
It could lead to further strains on the thing, and the whole thing could come apart. It's not working very well right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, one monetary policy for, I think it's 19 countries now in the Eurozone, and it's, I don't know, almost 30 in the EU.
But don't you? What kind of an impact do you think it would have on the global economy, Bob?
I assume that it would be negative, but I'm not sure the mechanism. I think the mechanism is simply that everybody all over the world gets scared and starts selling stock.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, that's kind of a panic.
Yeah, but you know. If people could get together and decide not to panic, they don't have to panic. But,
that's right.
The way things have been going lately, they panic over a lot lesser things than this.
Well, we should.
They panic when Ben Bernanke said he was thinking of tapering quantitative ease.
Well, there was a lot of panic in 2008 too. A lot of that didn't have to happen either, like mark to market and a lot of people got laid off that didn't have to be laid off. Panic here in America back in those days. So we'll see, folks. About a week from now, could be a very momentous day in history when Great Britain decides to do whatever they do. Quick break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.